A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Master and Apprentice by Claudia Gray. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Prophecy and dreams is possible through the illumination of the active intellect over our soul. Ibn Rushda, also known as Averroes. It is a time of peace. The Galactic Republic, which has governed for thousands of years, has provided prosperity to many worlds and opportunity to most. Only a few shadows of conflict darken the galaxy, and these are handled by the Jedi Knights, the guardians of peace and justice throughout the Republic. One of those conflicts arises on the planet Teth, a source of corruption that threatens many nearby systems. The Jedi Council sends Qui-Gon Jinn and his young Padawan to investigate. But the criminal element on Teth has chosen not to cooperate. Chapter 1. There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. Whoever wrote the Jedi Code, thought Qui-Gon Jinn, never had to deal with the Hutts. He ran through the stone passageway of the Hutt compound, the sound of blaster bolts echoing behind him, flashes of red lighting up the darkness like heat lightning. His pursuers would round the bend soon and have a clear shot, which made it a very good time to dash through the nearest door.
Obi-Wan! He called. To the left!
Yes, Master!
Panted Obi-Wan, who was only steps behind Qui-Gon. Is he winded already? Qui-Gon thought as they dashed down a staircase that would lead to the outer, more modern area of the Hutt compound. Their escape thus far had included no more than a 3-minute run, and of course scaling a 20-meter wall. But in the proper meditative state, that shouldn't have been difficult. Obi-Wan hasn't perfected meditation and combat, Qui-Gon reminded himself as his Padawan steps echoed behind his on the long staircase. By his age, I was able to... Qui-Gon stopped himself. Comparisons between his training and Obi-Wan's weren't constructive. Each individual had a different path to the Force. What he needed to be concentrating on was their path out of here. The darkness surrounding them was pierced below by light streaming in through an open doorway. Qui-Gon grabbed his lightsaber and activated it, illuminating the stairwell. Obi-Wan did the same, only a second behind him, and in time for them to run out of the stairwell into what turned out to be a very large, very crowded room. Specifically, one of the Hutt's spice hookah dens. Heavy, sweet smoke fogged the air. Musicians played atop various floating platforms, which hovered at different heights above the spice-addled denizens below. From his gilded dais, Wambo the Hutt sucked in enough smoke to fill all three of his lungs. Nobody was alert enough to immediately notice the two Jedi Knights who'd appeared above them. But lightsabers tended to attract attention. Wambo croaked, dazedly gesturing with his tail. One of his Gamorrean guards squealed and waddled to intercept them at the foot of the stairs. This concerned Qui-Gon far less than the heavy thudding of half a dozen human guards on the steps, only seconds behind, and two more Gamorreans at the door.
Jump!
Qui-Gon called.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?